Today's Daf HaShavua Shir and Yishalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver, Olei HaShalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition on Daf Samach Ches Amid Beis, 8 lines from the top of the Amid, second word on the line, Tamon Taninon. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Mem Tes Amid Aleph. As a brief Hagdama, let us refer back to the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Samach Zayin Amid Beis and the top of Daf Samach Ches Amid Aleph, where we learned in the last year that they used to have like a foyer that was an entrance into the place where the Suda took place, and they would drink wine in the foyer area. And there the halacha was that if they're sitting together and they're being massive, they have das to be a group, then one can be mighty to the other in the bracha of Bari Priya Gofen. But then when they go into the place where the suda is taking place, they again have to make another bracha, but there, because of sakana, if they're going to answer amen in the middle of eating, therefore they were misakin that kol echad mevorach la'atzmai. But what's negeya to our sugya today is the fact that although the person a few minutes ago already made a Bari Priya Gofen, he has to make the Bari Priya Gofen again when he enters into the Makam of the Suda. And the reason, as we learned, was because of Shinui Makam. Since he went from one place to the other, that itself obligates him to make a new Bracha Bari Priya Gofen in the place of the Suda. The next Sugya will also deal with Shinui Makam, and that's why it's brought here, but it will be negeya to the Indian of making Kiddush, how Shinui Makam applies to a person making Kiddush. Begins the Gemara, 8 lines from the top, second word, Tamon Taninin. We learned over there, this is a Gemara in Sukkah, and of Mem Ches Amid Aleph. We learned there in the Mishnah, Sukkah Shiva Ketzad. How does one fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah during the 7 days? This is a mission which is discussing a person who's eating in the Sukkah in Eretz Yisrael. There's no problem of Sveika de Yoima. He's not sure exactly what day it is, as we have in Chutz Loritz, where we have a Gemara in Sukkah, on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph, the famous the Gemara, that on Shmini Atzeres, on the 8th day, we have a suffix because maybe it's the 7th thing, and therefore Yasuve Yasvinan and Bruchi Lo Mevarchin and the Gemara Paskins that you should sit in the Sukkah because maybe it is the 7th day of Sukkot, but don't make a bracha because it's a suffix. Maybe it's the 8th day, and then there is no chiv to be in a Sukkah. That's the halacha for Chutz Loritz. Here we're speaking about an Eretz Yisrael, and therefore definitely today is the 7th day. And tonight is going to be Shmini Atzeres. Today I have a chiv to sit in the sukkah, and tonight I do not have a chiv to sit in the sukkah. And if I do sit in the sukkah, there may be even an issue of Bal Tosav, of adding to the mitzvah. We'll speak about that in more detail as the sugya progresses. But certainly there's no obligation for me to eat in the sukkah. I'm going to eat in my home. So how am I noyeg on the 7th day as I transition back into my house? That is what the Mishnah there in Sukkah is discussing. So Sukkah Shiva Ketzad, Gomar Milechel, as the Charedim tells us, 3 lines before it becomes wide at the bottom in the left-hand column, B'sukkah B'yoyim Shvi Shal Sukkah. He's eating in the Sukkah on the 7th day, and now he has completed his Seuda. His daytime su'uda, lo yatir es sukkasa, he should not disassemble his sukkah. Avol, but, now why does he not disassemble his sukkah? So the Charedim tells us, because this is in 2 lines before it gets wide in the Charedim, lo yatir agade hasukkah l'soysra, those things that are holding the sukkah together, he should not take them apart. Today is the 7th day of Sukkot, which is Chol HaMoed. So if it's necessary for him, he would be allowed to take it apart, but he should not take it apart. Why? If he wants to go to sleep, he has to sleep in the sukkah. He needs the sukkah. And if he has a meal to eat, then he's going to have a sukkah to eat it in. So don't take apart, don't disassemble your sukkah. Back to the Gemara. But he is allowed, and he should, in fact, take down his kelim from mincha and on. Now, every word here needs explanation. Moirid, it says that he lowers it. Why lowering it? Because most people in those days used to build their sukkah on the roof. So now that it comes time to take his kelim back to his house, it's called bringing it down. Which kelim are we discussing? So the charedim in the first wide line says, "Avamoridu es hakelim shenishtamish ben besukah," that are used in the sukkah, because in mesach the sukkah we learned on daf chav chesam at beis, "Hayulay kelim noyim umatzoyis noyis malon lesukah." Again, here we're using the word "bring it up to the sukkah," because you're bringing it up to the rooftop, so you're going up. If you have nice kelim and nice furnishings, bring it all up and let it be in the sukkah. Came to Duru, you should eat in the sukkah the way you eat at home. So you have nice furnishings at home, you have nice kelim at home, bring it up to the sukkah. But now it's the time to bring it down. Min amincha l'mayla, the ritva in sukkah, in the sugya there on Daf Mem Chesam Aleph in the Bavli, tells us which mincha. We have two minchas, mincha ktana, mincha gedayla. Here it's speaking about mincha ktana, 2.5 hours before shkia. That is the time to begin transitioning back to the house. And why are you doing this? Bishvil kavod yom tova achrin, because you want to show that you are now preparing for Shmini Atzeres. So it's kavod to, at this time, not before 2.5 hours, but from 2.5 hours before Shkian on, now it's already the transition time to begin bringing the nice kelim and nice furnishings back down into your house. This is the Mishnah in Masechta Sukkah. On this Mishnah, Masechta Sukkah, the Gemara, both in the Bavli and here in the Yerushalmi, quote Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, who said, in the name of Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, b'shem Rav, in the name of Rav, that Sorech Adam Lifso Sukosoi Mi Boidioim, that a person has to make his Sukkah puzzle while it is still the seventh day of Sukkot, while it's still Chol HaMoed, he has to pasul the Sukkah. And as the Charedim explains, that Rab Abba Bar Kahana, in the name of Rab Chibrash, in the name of Rav, is speaking about a case. Let us see the Charedim, the second wide line in the middle. Tzorch Adam Lifso Sukkosim, Emlo Mokom Lechel Boy Biyantiv, She Yoyricham. He does not have a house. He has a sukkah on top of a roof. However, he doesn't have a deer to go to. And then the Charedim says that Rabbi Chiya Rashi says the same thing in the Bavli. Inami, affiliationally makoim. He does have a house. E sukkosa areivolov, kilakamon. But he enjoys sitting in the sukkah. So he's not doing it l'shem mitzvah sukkah. Either he has no alternative, he doesn't have a house to go to, or he just, it's geschmack, it's good weather, it's nice for him to be in the sukkah. So, tzarech lepoisle lepachas bo arbo, he has to make the schach posel, 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. The Run speaks out of Masech the Sukkah in the Bavli that really gimel al gimel would posel the sukkah, but here you want to make it a hecker, that everyone who goes by sees clearly that this sukkah is pasul, and therefore we require dalet tfachim by dalet tfachim. As Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi says in the Bavli, the Charedim quotes Mem Chesam Ad Aleph, and now says the Charedim, Kidei shelo yire kemoisev al mitzvah, lasei sukkah shmoina yomim kach pirush Rashi asim. Rashi there in the Bavli explains, why does he have to pasul his sukkah on Chol HaMoed, on the seventh day of Sukkot, before Shmini Atzeres, because it shouldn't look like he's being moisif on the mitzvah. So the Mefarshim explain, he's actually not being moisif on the mitzvah. He's not over on Baal Tosafir because he doesn't have kavanah for the sukkah. The only reason he's there is he has no alternative. Or he enjoys being in the sukkah in this time of year, in this weather. It's more gishmak for him to be in a sukkah than to be in his house. But he's not having kavanah l'shem mitzvah sukkah. If so, there is no Baal Tosef. But people don't know what's in his mind or his situation, and they will see that he's sitting in a sukkah on the eighth day. So it looks like Baal Tosef. So to make sure that there's no marasa ayin, that people will suspect that he is over on Baal Tosef, he has to make a psul in the sukkah that is very recognizable by everybody who's passing by. And when does he have to do it? He has to do it to do it on sukkahs itself, on Shmini Atzeres, when it's yontiv. So then that soyser, he's not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to break down a building on yontiv. So therefore, he has to do it on Chol HaMoed, since people will suspect him of Baal Tosef, he has a right on Chol HaMoed to break his sukkah, and that's what he should do, so that there should be no marasayin that he is being over on Baal Tosef, sitting in the sukkah for an eighth day. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Amar continues the Gemara, Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Tzarech lekadesh b'toich b'eis, so he has to make kiddush in his house. Now the Chredim, three lines from the bottom, says, Im loy pasim miboy joim, he didn't do what Rav Chiya bar Ashi said to make the sukkah pasul. He forgot. Akati yesh takana. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, I still have a takana for him. What does he have to do in that situation? Tzarech lekadesh b'toich b'eisai, the mekadesh b'beisai, v'oil lechol b'sukasai, v'havi heker d'lavi moisif. So he goes ahead and makes kiddush in his house. Then he goes up to the sukkah and he eats his suda. So then there's no Baal Tosef. People won't suspect him of Baal Tosef. Where did he make kiddush? He made kiddush in his house. That takes away the marasayin of Baal Tosef, and then he can sit in his sukkah. So explains the Charedim. Now, we should just point out at this point in the Gemara that Rav Chiya bar Ashi did not say this Eitzah. It would seem that Rav Chiya bar Ashi holds that this is not a good Eitzah to make kiddush in one place, and that will be a hecker enough that he's not doing Baal Tosef by sitting in the sukkah. And the Gemara later on Samach Tes Amud Aleph will discuss that. We will leave it, but just we're pointing out at this point in the Gemara that it seems there's a machloikis here whether this takana of making kiddush in his house and going up to the sukkah in his roof, whether that is a good takana or not. Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi said no, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi says that this is a good takana. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara is now going to bring down two shitas, and we will have a machlokas whether these two shitas are arguing with one another or not. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Shmuel. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha said in the name of Shmuel, Kiddush b'bayis zeh. If a person made kiddush in one house, v'nimlach, the simple meaning of v'nimlach is he changed his mind and he decided lechol b'bayis acher to eat the suda in a different location. Tzorech l'kadesh. You have to make kiddush over again. Shmuel holds that we need kiddush b'makom suda, as Shmuel learns it out from the pasuk v'karaso l'shabbos oinig, in the place where you call out that it's Shabbos, in other words, where you make kiddush. There, that should be the place of oneg, of having a delight, of having Shabbos, oinig Shabbos. You need kiddush b'makom suda. And therefore, if you made kiddush in one place, but then you have the suda in another place, you have to make kiddush again in the second place in order to fulfill kiddush makom suda. You're having a shinui makom. There's no way that you can put together the first place with the second place. And therefore, you have to make kiddush in the second place again. However, Rabbi Acha said in the name of Rabbi Chanina, who said, B'shem Rav Hoshi, the way we have it here in the brackets, Misha Sukase Areva Olav. We go back to the Indian of Sukkah that we started today's shir with. A person who on Shemini Atzeres doesn't want to remain in his house. He wants to stay with his Sukkah. It's very gishmak to him. He's not doing L'shem Mitzvah Sukkah because of Baal Tosef, but he wants to remain in the Sukkah because of the good weather. So we had one eight say he should passel the Sukkah. It shouldn't look like Baal Tosef. But Rav Hoshi says, Mekadesh Leila Yontav. So at night of Shmini Atzeres, the last night of Yontiv, he makes Kiddush in his house. And then he goes up to the roof. And he eats in the Sukkah. Now, how is this a protection from Marisa Ayin? The answer must be because he does not make Kiddush again when he goes up to the Sukkah. If we look down in the Rosh Cirillo, the last Rosh Cirillo at the bottom in the left-hand corner, says the Rosh Cirillo, v'oyle v'oychel b'toch b'esoy, b'loy Kiddush eini. He doesn't make a second Kiddush. The soymach al Kiddush b'esoy, because he soymach on the Kiddush that he made in his house. So apparently, this is going to be a machloikis here between Shmuel and Rav Ishia. Shmuel says it doesn't help that he made Kiddush in his house before, because he's going to have to make Kiddush again. If he makes Kiddush again, then there's nothing that is stopping the Marisa Ayin of Baal Tosef. However, according to Rav Hoshea, if you made Kiddush in your house, you don't have to make the Kiddush over again in the Sukkah, and that is the way that you protect yourself from Marisa Ayin of Baal Tosef, because you're not making Kiddush again in the Sukkah. You're only eating. So people understand that since you make Kiddush in your house and you're eating in your Sukkah, without Kiddush, it means that you're not sitting there for the mitzvah of Sukkah. You're sitting there because it's enjoyable for you to sit in a Sukkah. Or perhaps you don't have a house to go to. And therefore, that takes away the Maris Ayin of Baal Tosef. So at first glance, it would seem clearly that we have here a machlokes between Shmuel and Rav Ishia. Shmuel says that when you go from one house to the other, you made Kiddush in one house, you have to repeat the Kiddush in the second house, in the second location. And Rav Ishia says, no, you can make Kiddush in your house and then eat the suda without Kiddush, and you don't have to repeat the Kiddush, says the Gemara, and the Charedim tells us that this is the Girsa of the Rosh in Psochim. Amar Rav Avin v'loy pligi. Rav Avin Shita is that the two opinions that we just had between Shmuel and Rav Ishia are not arguing. If we look in the Pnei Moshe, in the last Pnei Moshe on the right-hand column, four lines from the bottom, says the Pnei Moshe, Upligi Rav Avin v'Rav Mona b'Pirusha d'Mosayu. And then he goes on to say, a few words later, Rav Avin Karmar d'Loy Paligit. So in other words, we're going to have a machloikis between Rav Avin and on Samach Tes Amud Aleph, Rav Mona. Rav Avin holds v'loy paligin, the way we have the Girsa from the Rosh in our Gemara. There is no machloikis here between Rav Ishia and Shmuel, although apparently it seems that there is a machloikis, whether you have to make Kiddush over again in the new location or not. That's a shita Rav Avin. And Rav Mona's shita is going to be that there is, in fact, a machloikis between Shmuel and Rav Ishia, and they are going to make that there's two teams here. There's a machlokes Rav Ishia and Shmuel, and Rav Mona says that they are mechulek in the same thing that Rav Chiya Bar Ashi and Rabbi Shua ben Levi in the previous piece of Gemara are mechulek in. They have a machlokes, and Shmuel and Rav Ishia have a machlokes, as we'll soon see on Samach Tes Amud Aleph. So now let's focus on Rav Avin. Rav Avin says there is no machlokes. Now, how is there no machlokes? Let us turn to the Samach Tes Amud Aleph. So here we have two girsois. The girsa that we have in the Gemara, which is a difficult girsa, and we have the girsa of the Charedim. According to the Girsa of the Charedim, it's much simpler. So let's start with the simple one, and then we'll see how the Pnei Moshe justifies the difficult Girsa that we have. So the Charedim's Girsa in the Gemara is, as we find in the Shinui Neschois, Ois Aleph, at the end of the Shinui Neschois, Ois Aleph, Ma da'amar Rav Oshia kishahoya datoy lechol b'bayis acher. Not like we have in our Gemara. First of all, our Gemara has Rav, and he's going to Rav Oshia. And second of all, our Gemara has kishahoya b'datoy lechol b'bayis acher, and his gears is just the opposite, kishahoya b'datoy lechol b'bayis acher. So in other words, Rav Oshia, according to the Haredim's Girsa, who said that you don't have to repeat Kiddush, and this is an Eitzah for somebody who wants to sit in the Sukkah Shemini Atzeres at night and not be worried about the Maris Ayin of Baal Toysef, so he can make Kiddush in his house, and he does not make Kiddush again. What is that speaking about? Says Rav Avin, that is Kishahoya B'dayto Lecho B'bayi Zachar. That's the Girsa of the Haredim. That's, and this is a simple Girsa. He made Kiddush in his house, and when he was making Kiddush in his house, he had in mind, I'm going to continue the Suda in the Sukkah. And I'm not making Kiddush in the Sukkah because I don't want to have Maris Ayin of Baal Toysef. You need Kiddush b'makom Suda. So Rav Oshia agrees you need Kiddush b'makom Suda. But Kiddush b'makom Suda, according to Rav Oshia, does not mean that you have to physically be in the same place. It means that you have to be able to connect the Kiddush, even of one place, with the Suda of the other place. So if I have in mind to make Kiddush in my house and continue the Suda upstairs in the Sukkah, later after I make Kiddush, so that das connects the Kiddush to the Suda. And that is called Kiddush b'makom Suda. And now, what is the second part of the Gemara? The second part is, Uma demar Shmuel, ma de'amar Shmuel. What Shmuel said that what? That if you make Kiddush in your house, you have to repeat Kiddush in another place. Ma de'amar Shmuel, the girsa of, if you look at the top charedim, Adom Shmuel kishaloi hayadatim etchila kisha kiddush bebeisai lechol bebayis acher shaharei omar behedja v'nimlach. If you look carefully at the words of Shmuel, what did Shmuel say? Kiddush bebayis zev v'nimlach lechol bebayis acher. As we said, the simple pshat of v'nimlach is that he changed his mind and he decided to eat in another house. So that is when Shmuel holds that you have to make Kiddush over again. Because he didn't have das in the house originally to go eat in the Sukkah. He changed his mind. Oh, if you changed his mind, then there's nothing to connect the house with the Sukkah. It's Shinui Makom, and that's how we get into this whole sugya here of Shinui Makom, which we had a discussion before about drinking wine in the foyer and then drinking wine in the Makom Suda. You have to make two brachas because there was a Shinui Makom. So here too, here we have a Shinui Makom from one place to the other. There's nothing to connect the house with the Sukkah because he didn't have das. He changed his mind and decided to eat in the Sukkah. Oh, you changed your mind? So then you have to make a Kiddush in the new place. Now, we should point out that in Masechet Pesachim, on Daf Kuf Amud Beis and Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, Shmuel says that if you have people who hear Kiddush, And there were many aniyim, and that was the minig also that the people used to, they used to make Kiddush in the shul, and afal pikein, when they came home, they had to make Kiddush again. And certainly when they were listening to Kiddush in shul, they had in mind that they're going to go to the house, either their own home or the home of their hosts. The aniyim would eat by the ashirim, so they knew that they were going to continue. And yet Shmuel says that they have to make Kiddush over again. So according to what you're saying, that there's no machloikis, and Shmuel agrees with Rav Oshia that if you have in mind in the house that I'm going to eat in the Sukkah, that works. The only time it doesn't work is v'nimlach. So here he had in mind, to go from the Sukkah, for to go from the shul to the house. So why does he have to make Kiddush again in the house? So the answer is, although there's some that say that Gemara Gufa is against Rav Avin and holds that Shmuel needs Kiddush b'makom Suda always, and it's not only by v'nimlach, but we could justify it, even according to Rav Avin, some Rishonim say, that It depends if it's in one locale or if it's in two locales. If it's from your house to the sukkah upstairs, that's one locale. If it's from one room in the house to another room in the house, that's one locale. Then, if you add in mine, that's considered Kiddush Makom Suda. You don't have to make Kiddush again, even according to Shmuel. The Gemara there in Pesachim is speaking about you're going from the shul to a house. That's a totally different locale. So there, even if you have das, it will not work. That can never be called Kiddush b'makom suda. And therefore, even though you heard Kiddush in shul, you're going to have to make Kiddush again at home. And this would have bearing on the halacha of brachas as well. A person made a bor pri hagafen in one place, and then he goes to a totally different house and drinks wine again. That, of course, is shini makom, and he has to go ahead and make a new bracha. Even if he had das lechatchila to drink wine in that other place, he would have to make a new bracha because that's a totally different locale. However, if it's in the same house in a different room, then that could be considered no shinui makom, and the bracha in one room could help for the wine that's drunk in the other room. So this is Rav Avin's shita, that there's no machloikis in our sugya between Rav Oishi and Shmuel. Shmuel is speaking that he didn't have das. He was nimlach. Therefore, he has to make a new kiddush. And Rav Oishi is speaking about where he had das. And therefore, if he made kiddush in his house, he does not have to repeat kiddush in the sukkah. This is the girsa of the Charedim. Very simple girsa. A simple chilek between Shmuel and Rav Oishi, and that there's no machloikis between them, according to Rav Avin. The Pnei Moshe has our girsa, so let's go through our Gemara again with our girsa. Ma de Amar Rav Oishi will be gars in that respect, like the Charedim. That which Rav Oishi said is speaking about kishaloi haya bedat de lechol bebayis acher. He didn't have das to eat in another house. And then he doesn't have to make Kiddush again. So, that, of course, the obvious question. If he doesn't have das, how does it work? You need Kiddush Makom Suda. You have a Shini Makom here. How does it work? So the Pnei Moshe has an ingenious pshat here that it means as follows. Let's see the Pnei Moshe inside. Top left Pnei Moshe. Kishloi abadat lechem b'ayisach klaimer. B'shoa shekidish. When he made Kiddush in the house, loi hoi abadatoi lechel b'bayizeh shekidish. V'hu b'ayis acher me ha'bayis shewoichel. Acher kach. That he twists around the idea here. He didn't have das, doesn't go on the house where he wound up eating. It means he didn't have in mind to eat in the place where he made kiddush, which is a bias acher when we compare it to the place where he wound up eating. But rather, he had in mind to eat in another place. So that's the pshat. Kishaloi hoya bedatoi lechol bebayis acher, where he did not have in mind to eat here where I'm making kiddush, which is considered a bayis acher, to the place where I eventually, in my sukkah, where I wind up eating my meal. I didn't have das to eat in my house, the bayis acher. No, I had in das l'chatchila to eat in the sukkah. So it's like the girsa of the Charedim, but it means the same exactly as the girsa of the Charedim that I had in mind the chatchila to eat in the sukkah. It's just saying it in a very roundabout way. Let's see further in the Pnei Moshe. He had in mind, not in the bias acher of Kiddush, but in the bias in the sukkah where he's eating now. There's no shinidas from Kiddush to Suda because that's where he wanted to eat lechatchila. Let's continue playing. So according to our girsa in the Gemara, he did have in mind. So if he had in mind, why does he make Kiddush? So therefore, the Pnei Moshe again has to reinterpret what this means. It's speaking about, says the Pnei Moshe, Kloimer loy bebay shuaychel achshav el shoy bedato lechel boyser bay shekidesh. V'hu bayis acher mizeh shu oichel. The bayis acher is where he's making kiddush. So lichatchila, he had in mind to eat where he's making kiddush, which is the bayis acher from where he wound up eating. So what happened? How come he wound up eating in the sukkah? Because v'acher kach nimlachu lech b'bayis shu oichel. He changed his mind. Now, oh, it's geshmak outside. Let me go to my sukkah. Since he didn't have andas when he made kiddush for that house. But rather, he had in mind on a different place than the place where he wound up eating, which is the place where he made kiddush. I wanted to eat where I'm making kiddush. Then I changed my mind and I'm eating in the sukkah where I wound up eating. But that was not my das chachil, it was v'nimlach, as the Charedim pointed out that Shmuel used the word v'nimlach. I changed my mind, so then we cannot consider it kiddush makom suda. There's nothing to connect the house with the sukkah, then you have to make kiddush again. But if there is something to connect the house to the sukkah, because there was das to go to the other place, that is considered kiddush makom suda, and that shinui makom will not necessitate a new kiddush. So the Charedim and the Pnei Maisha say the exact same pshat in the Gemara. The chilek is the Charedim changes the girsa and makes it simple for us. The Pnei Maisha keeps the girsa the way we have it in our Gemara and therefore has to make a very ingenious pshat to make the words fit that they mean the exact same thing as what the Charedim is saying. Bottom line, if you have in das, then it's kiddush makom suda. If you don't have in das, it's not kiddush makom suda. And even when you have in das, that's the Gemara Pesachim. It has to be in one house or to a sukkah upstairs on the roof, but not to a totally different location. There, the das will not help you. That is not considered kiddush makom suda according to Shmuel. And you, of course, would have to make kiddush over again. So all of this is in Rav Avin. And now we go to Rav Mana, who says no, that in fact there is a machloikis here between Shmuel and Rav Hoshea. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Mana. Rav Mana comes along and is arguing on Rav Avin. Rav Avin had said that there is no machloikis between Rav Hoshea and Shmuel. On this, Rav Mana disagrees, and he says that there is a machloikis here. And in fact, we have had two machloikisin on Daf Samaches Amid Beis. And the main names of each machloikis, let's start with the first machloikis. The main name is Rav Chiya Bar Ashi. He said that Shmini Atzeres, a person has to sit in a sukkah that had become posel already on Chol HaMoed, so that there's no maris ha'ayin, that he's eating Shmini Atzeres in a sukkah to be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah, which would be Baal Tosef. Why didn't he say Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's eitzah of making kiddush in his house? Because he doesn't hold that's an eitzah. Even if you're going to make kiddush in your house and then go to the sukkah, you're going to have to make kiddush again because you have a shinui makom. It's not kiddush b'makom suda. That's one machloikis. The second machloikis we had, the main names are Shmuel and Rav Hoshea. Shmuel said, Kiddush b'bayis zev, v'nim l'chlecho b'bayis acher, tzorech l'kaddish. Rav Hoshea said, in the case of sukkah, if Misha sukkos arevelov, what's the eitzah? Like we learned before from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, so now comes along Rav Mana, and he disagrees with Rav Avin. Rav Avin said there is no machloikis. No, Rav Mana says there's a machloikis. Asiya, the Shmuel Karabchia. In the machloikis between Shmuel and Rav Hoshea, we're going to say that Shmuel holds like Rav Chiya in his machlokes against Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. As we explained, that Rav Chiya did not use the eitzah of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi to make kiddush because that's not an eitzah. You're going to have to make kiddush again. And here comes an important Rosh Cirillo. The Rosh Cirillo, four lines from the bottom of the right-hand column, says the word nimlach means nimlach v'gomer b'daitoy lechol b'makom acher. Not like we learned till now, that nimlach means he changed his mind, and instead of eating in his house, he decides to eat in the sukkah, and that's why if you change your mind, you have to make kiddush again. That's how Rav Avin learned it, and that's how Rav Avin was trying to say there's no machloikis. If you had das l'chatchila to eat in the other place, then you don't have to make kiddush. If you change your mind, you do have to make kiddush. Says the Rosh Cirillo, now that we're going to learn differently. We're going to learn that Shmuel holds kiddush b'bayezev v'nimlach, not you change your mind, but you decided when you were making kiddush in this house that you were going to eat in the other house. And what's the halacha, says Shmuel? Kiddush b'bayezev v'nimlach lech b'bayezachar tzarech l'kaddish. Even if you had in das when you made kiddush in your house and you had in mind to eat in the other house, no, when you go to the other house, you're going to have to make kiddush, because he says the das does not make it, as we explained before, that it's considered kiddush b'makom suda, even though it's two entities. It's the sukkah, it's a different room, and therefore it should be considered like one entity, because the das connects the makom kiddush to the makom suda. That should be called kiddush b'makom suda. No, Shmuel holds, even if you had das like that, l'chatchila, the nimlach, says the Rosh Cirillo, now means l'chatchila you had das like that, it's not going to help. You're going to have to make kiddush over. So that is the shita of Shmuel, and that is the shita of Rab Chiya, who says that the only eitzi you have Shmini Atzeres at night is to make your sukkah chalamoid posel, dalet tvachem by dalet tvachem. There's no eitzi to make kiddush in one place and the suit in the other, because you're going to have to make kiddush again. So those two shitas go together. Ud Rab Oishia k'Rabbi Shuman Levi, and the shita of Rab Oishia in his machloig is against Shmuel when he says Misha sukkosei areva lov mekadosh leli yontav achron b'toich beisai v'oilu v'oichel b'toich sukkosei, that you can make kiddush in one place and the suit in the other. If you had das l'chatchila that you're going to eat in the sukkah, you don't have to make kiddush over again. That's a hecker, that there's no marasa ayin, that you're doing bal taisiv. I'm not making kiddush in the sukkah, I make kiddush in my house, and that's considered kiddush makom suda. No, that's considered kiddush makom suda. That's the same as the sheet of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who said that befeirush and his machlokes against Rabbi Chiya, tzarech lekadosh b'toyach beisoi, that you have to make kiddush in your house. That's going to be the hecker, because you will not make kiddush again in the sukkah. It works for kiddush makom suda. There is no shinri makom here, and the kiddush in the house will help for the suda in the sukkah. And now we're going to learn a different girsa, just to sum up this machloikis, the way the Shinui Neschoros and Ois Dalet brings again from the Rosh Cirillo, and you can see the Rosh Cirillo uses this word beferish with five lines from the top of the Rosh Cirillo in the right hand column. He says the Sfir Leil Rabmona Shenechlikin beferish. So we're going to learn that girsa as the Shinui Neschoros brings at the end of Ois Dalet. Amar Rav Ami, Zoisei Merish, and Nechlikin Beferish. What Rav Mona has just told us, this is the way the Rosh Cirillo learns this little piece of Gemara. What Rav Mona has told us, that there is a machlokas, on the one hand, Shmuel and Rav Chiya, on one side, that you have to make Kiddush again, and on the other side, Rabbi Yishu and Rabbi Shuman Levi, you don't have to make Kiddush again. What Rav Ami says is, Zaysa Meres, that Rav Mona is telling us, Shenechlikin Beferish, that there's a Beferish or machlokas here, and we don't say the pshat like Rav Avin, that we have a way to adjust it and make that there is no machloikis. If you have das, you don't have to make kiddush. And if you decided in the last minute to change where you're going to eat, and you didn't have das v'nimlach, then in that pshat means that you changed your mind, so then you have to make kiddush. No, don't reconcile Shmuel and Rav Oishia. No, nechlik and beferish. What Rav Manna is trying to teach us is that there's a Beferish and Machloikis. We're not going to reconcile it. One holds it is considered Kiddush Makom Suda. You don't have to make Kiddush again. The other one holds it's not Kiddush Makom Suda, even if you had Das, Lechatchilatit in the other place, and you do have to make Kiddush again. It's a Beferish and Machloikis. However, the way we have the gears in our Gemara, Shenechlikin Bepeirois. According to this, it has nothing to do with the Machloikis between Rav Avin and Rav Manna in Shinui Makom Legabe Kiddush, in Kiddush Makom Suda, the whole sugi we had till now, but rather, as the Meforshim explained, it's going back on the Brisa that we had, that when they were in the foyer, in the waiting, in the assembly area, and they brought them wine, each one would make his own bracha, because they were not in the state of Haseba. They were like a group of individuals. They were not one group together that one could make a bracha for everybody else. And from that brisa, we see that they are considered divided if they're not mesubin, if they're not lying down, even the Gea Paris. What is Rav Ami referring to? Rav Ami is referring to the Bavli in Brachas Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, where we have a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, whether the halacha of Haseba is negeya only to bread, or even to yayin and peiros as well. Rav Sheet is that it's only by bread that you need a kviyas suda through Haseba in those days, when they used to eat reclining. However, benegeya, peiros or wine, even if you would sit together, that's called a group that one could make a bracha for the other. That's a sheet of Rav. Ma'ashenk Rav Yochanan says, there's no nafkamina. Whether it is bread or whether it's peiros or yayin, all of them require a seba. And if you don't have a seba, then they're considered individuals. They just happen to be sitting together. And then one cannot say the bracha for everybody else. Each one has to make his own bracha. Says Rav Ami, from the fact that the Braisa says that in the assembly area, they used to each one make its own bracha because they were not lying down on the couches. They were sitting. And therefore, they are considered separate individuals. And therefore, each one has to make his own bracha. So we see that they are, like Rav Yochanan, that you need Haseba for Yayin and Peris as well, and therefore, if you're only sitting, you're nechlikin, you're considered divided, you are individuals that happen to be sitting together, but you're not considered one cohesive group, therefore one person cannot make a bracha for the whole group, each one has to make his own bracha. That is the pshat if your gar is the word peiros, and the Rosh Cirilla is the girsa of beferush, and it's going back, as we explained before, on the machloikis between Rav Avin and Rav Manna, and Rav Manna is telling us, don't reconcile Shmuel and Rav Oshia, but rather say that there's a Beferish Machloikis. Continues the Gemara, Bolem Yayin B'toch HaMazon. The Gemara is quoting the Mishnah. We just referred to a Brisa, where the Brisa says that in the assembly area, each one would make his own bracha, and we explained that this is a riot to Rabbi Yochanan Sheet in the Bavli, that they're not a group, and that's why each one has to make his own bracha. But now it's bothering the Gemara on this part of the Mishnah where they are already in the place of the Suda. And they're Mesubin. So, if they have a kvias of the Haseba, of reclining together as one group, so why doesn't one make a bracha for the whole group? Shol was Ben Zoyma. This is the question that they asked Ben Zoyma. Why is that locha? When the yayin came in the middle of the meal, that each one makes his own bracha. The Mishnah Taka says that if it came after the meal, before benching, then echad is Baruch La'atzmai. They have a seba, and one makes for everybody. The Gemara is asking, but if they have a seba, then even toich hamazon, even during the meal, why does each one make his own bracha? The answer is because during the meal there's a sakana, as we're going to see in the Charedim. If one would make a bracha, the others would have to answer amen. They are in the middle of eating, and they may choke by saying even one word of amen. Amr lahan mipnei she'ein beis abli apanui, since their throat is not empty where they're swallowing. They have food there. They're going to say the one word amen. That could endanger them. It could be a sakana. They could choke. As we turn to Daf Samachtas Amud Beis, Amar Rav Manna,
Hado Amra, from here we learn, Ahan da'atish, if someone sneezes, gav michla, in the middle of a meal, asr le'meimer le'yayis, you cannot say to him one word. You say gesundheit. The Charedim is going to tell us that the word yayis comes from Miloshen refuah, gesund. You should have a refuah, you should have health, you should be healthy. Why not? Because even one word like yayis, gesundheit, or amen, begain sakanta nefasha, because you're endangering a person. There's sakanas nefashas here. The person might choke. He's eating. And therefore, you should not do it. The Mishnah Brura in Simen, Kuf Ayin, Sif Aleph in Orachayim tells us that this is only during eating of the course itself. But between the different courses of the Suda, there one is allowed to talk, to say divrei Torah, as my son in Cheder once came home from his Rebbe, Rav Rubinstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, very famous Rebbe in Tiferes Elimelech, and he said over that one Talmud Chacham said to the other Talmud Chacham, "Nu, they were in the middle of a meal, say a dvar Torah." So he said, Ein masichim b'sar chasuda. That was the Dvar Torah that he said, that while you're actually eating the course, you shouldn't talk. If it's between courses, while it's being served, while the table's being cleared, avada there, a person should sing zmiras, you should say divrei Torah, there is no problem of sakonis nefashas. Let us look at the chredim on Amud Aleph, the last chredim, divrei maskal fishem beis abli apanui pirish, harav rabbeinu yoina, demad yoitz b'shmiyas, habroch the shmei koin. If one person makes the broch, so everybody else is yotze because of the concept of shmei koin, that if I hear it, it's as if if I'm saying it. But, says the Rabbeinu Yoina, so really the person doesn't have to say amen. He could just listen and be yotze. It's as if he's saying it. Ha mitzvah gemura hu lotzis gamba nias amen. The total mitzvah to do it b'shleimus is, even though I was yotze through shmei koyin, I should still say amen. Mishum shenemer, because the pasuk says in Tehillim, yemale pi tehila secha. Don't just be yoitza the bracha through shoymeya, through your oizen, through hearing, but yomale pi tilasecha. Your mouth should be full of the tehillah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'i efshar lanos, but you're not allowed to answer amen in this situation, the asur l'suach b'toicha suda, because you're talking in the middle of the suda. Afilu mila achas, even one word. Mishum sakana shema yagdim kana l'veshet. Perhaps the windpipe will open up before the food pipe, and it will cause a person to swallow down the windpipe and come to a sakana, choke. V'limid minei Rav Manas on Amud Beis, what we learned the Gemara, Rav Mana learned from this din, da asur loimer l'misateish, you're asur to say to a person who's sneezing, b'soich asuda, and you're eating, asu, gesundheit, afal pi, she'en arak milach, even though it's not one word, it's only one word, but that's the same as amen. Amen is also only one word, and we're telling a person, if we have a choice between hearing the bracha and shemei koin and answering amen, where it could come to a sakana, or that each person should say his own bracha, so toichasud, the halacha is, even though there's haseba, and therefore there is a kvius, and one could make a bracha for everybody else, since it could come to a day sakana, we say that everybody should be mevorach to himself. Asu tirgum refuahu, the targum of the word asu is refua. It is a cure, gesundheit. Continues the Gemara to go on to the next part of the Mishnah. Va'imir ala mugmur. We learned in the Mishnah that the person who made the birchas hamaitzi, he is the one who also will make the bracha on the incense when it is brought into the suda. Freik the Gemara, ma ben mugmur ben yayin. What is the difference? Why is there a difference between the incense and yayin? Explains the Pnei Moshe in the fourth wide line on top. Divrei Maschil, ma ben mugmur ben yayin. In the right hand column, Kloimer, the medayik, middle mechalik ben mugmur, kamosha mechalik ben yayin. The ala yayin, jibetoy hamazon, kolech vech, vorech laatzmai. Vala mugmur stamakomar. V'hu oimer, d'mashma d'lo oilom echad mevarach l'kulom, v'afal pishev yila mugmer b'tachas suda mamish. What is the difference between yayin and mugmer? By yayin, we learned that if it's toich hamazon, everybody makes a bracha to himself. Mashen came by mugmer, which is also brought toich hasuda. There it says, the one who makes the bracha on the amaitzi, we're mechabedim also with making the bracha on mugmer. The Mishnah is not mechalik between toich hasuda or l'achar hamazon. The Gemara says the person who makes the bracha on a maitzi makes it on a mugmer. It's mashma that even by mugmer, he is the one who's being mevorach l'kulam, even toich hamazon when the mugmer is brought. So what's the chilek? Why by yayin the chol echad v'yechad? The Gemara answers, mugmer kulam arichan. By mugmer, everyone is smelling the aroma. Yayin echad utayim. By yayin, they are toyim one at a time. In other words, that we have here a choice. We can't do the optimum. The optimum is to shemei ko'ayne, roivam hadris melech, let one person make a bracha for everybody. Everybody should answer amen. But we can't do that here because of a sakana. They're in the middle of eating. So we have a choice, either to hear the bracha and not answer amen, or that each one should make his own bracha. So preferably it's better that each one should make his own bracha. If they make each one his own bracha, which is what they do by yayin, so they swallow, and then in succession, one after the other, each one will drink some wine, and they'll make first a bari priya gofen. But to do that by mugmor, it won't work. Why? Because by mugmor, as soon as the incense is brought into the room, it'll be smelled by the whole oilam. And therefore, each one of them has immediately a chiyuv. If they're going to wait until each one swallows the food, and they're going to wait until each one after the other in succession makes a bracha. From the time that they smelled it until they make the bracha, it'll be a very big hefsik. And therefore, as soon as the incense comes into the room, we want them all to be yotze with a bracha. So here, the preferable method is for echad to be mevorach l'kulam, and they won't answer amen. Even though the Rabbeinu Yonah said you do the mitzvah b'shleimus, we learned on Amid Aleph in the Charedim, to not only shemei koina, but yamali pi tila secha, your mouth should say amen, that's when you're able to do it. Here you're not able to do it, you're smelling, you have to have a bracha right away. The eight says one should make a bracha for everyone. Ma shein kein b'yayin, the first one who will drink will make a bar priya gofen, and the other people, as they swallow, and as they are about to drink the wine themselves, each one in succession will make a bracha. When the first one made a bracha, the second one or third did not have a chiv bracha yet, because they're still eating. They're not about to drink the wine. So therefore, there it works out better that each one should make his own bracha in succession, rather than hearing a bracha and not being able to answer amen. Masha Enkin, in the case of Mugmor, their preferable method here is to listen from one person, smell it, as they all are in the room, and not answer amen because of the sakana. That's the chilek between mugmor and yayin.
Continues the Gemara. Rav Zeir, Rav Shem, Rav Yirmiya. Rav Zeir, Rav Shem, Rav Yirmiya said a halacha. When are you mechuyev to make a bracha on smelling the incense? Mugmor kivin shehela oshen tzarch levarach. You have to make the bracha when you see smoke coming up from the incense, even if you haven't smelled it yet. Rabbi Yirmiya bar mivdik Rav Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiya wanted to test his Talmud Rav Zeira, as we're going to soon see in the Charedim. Amar lei, ketzu d'oimer al shemen arev. What bracha do you make on pleasant oil? He was referring to balsam oil. Amar lei, Asher nosen reich toiv b'shemen arev, that Hashem gave a good smell in a pleasant oil. Amar lei, so Rabbi Yirmiya said to his Talmud Rav Zeira, you're wrong. Asher nosen reich toiv ba'atzei psalm. It's better to say this bracha, that he gave a good smell into the wood of psalm. Let us see the Charedim, which is approximately seven lines before it gets medium wide in the left-hand column. Rabbi Yirmiya bala mivdik Rav Zeira, shahoya tamidai.
Reb Zira was Reb Yirmiyah's Talmud. Shaloi Leboitka, he tested him. He asked him a question. Im yodo emes, if you'll know the correct answer, veheshev. Demitoi chashivusoi, since this balsam oil is very chashiv. Ushehu nimtza b'Yisrael, and you find it in Eretz Yisrael. Kaveya brach la'atzma, it has its own brach, asher nasan shemen oreif. Vehoidioi Reb Yirmiyah delesa. Reb Yirmiyah told him, no, you're wrong, incorrect. Demutav, it's better, losa shevach al kama atzei psovim. Shebora agav shemivarech hazeh. It's better to say a klol yistik bracha that this balsam oil comes from wood, and this bracha of atzei psalm could refer to many different kinds of good smelling spices, rather than to say it on this one. In fact, in the Bavli, the Psak Halach is like Rav Zeira. And the Svora is like Rav Zeira. And Be'em is the Svora that the Chredim tells us to explain Rav Yirmi is difficult, because we know in Brachas, always the more that you can be specific in the Shevach, it's a greater Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Shevach Kloli is not as Choshev as a Shevach Prati. So what was the Chredim Svora in Rav Yirmi? That it's better to say a Bracha, which encompasses many different trees that give off good spices and smells. Our klal is always the pratiyistik of bracha is more chashev. And in fact, as we said, the psak halacha is like Rav Zeira in the Bavli. The Ritva says that the svara of Rav Zeira that said shemen arev was that since it's not made from wood itself, it's made from the sap of the balsam wood, therefore it's not proper to say atzei psalmim. Masha Einkein, his Rebbe, Rabbi Yirmiyah, held that since it, in the final analysis, the balsam oil comes from the wood, it's a derivative of the wood, it's from the sap, but it still comes ultimately from the wood itself. Therefore, the brach of atzei psalmim would also be appropriate for balsam oil, and it's not necessary to make a separate bracha for shemen orev for balsam oil. It's nichlal in the klol yistik bracha of atzei psalmim, which applies to the balsam oil as well. That's how the Ritva learns the exchange here between Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zeira. Continues the Gemara, Yitzchak bar Abba bar Machsia and Rav Chanan, Havin Yasvin, they were sitting and they were discussing, what is the bracha over spices and flowers which are on hard stalks that give off a fragrance? Chad Omer Borshnas and Reich Toiv Ba'atzei Psalmim. One said, the blessed Hashem who gave a good smell into the woods of Psalm Char Nomer, and the other one said, Borshnas and Reich Toiv Ba'asev Oretz. Not Atzei Psalmim, but Asev Oretz, in the herbage of the earth. Masiv Mandemar, base of Oretz. So the one who had said base of Oretz asked the question, Lamandemar, Ba'atzei Psalmim, to the one who had said Atzei Psalmim, V'chi'etzim Hein. Do you consider these trees? A tree is something that remains from year to year. It survives the winter. It annually gives off fruits. That's what you call a tree. But these stalks, these spices and flowers on hard stalks that give off a fragrance, they do not last from year to year. So how could you call them eitz? Omar Leh, so the other one responded, Voksiv atitmenem bepishter eitz, the roch vazoyne hid the miraglim in the flax of wood. V'chi eitzim hein, how can you call flax wood? So you see that sometimes we do call an item wood that's not normally associated with a tree. Salkan lebeis Rav, they went to the house of Rav, Vishamun, and they heard that Barchuna, Bishem Rav, that Barchuna said the name of Rav concerning this very question, that the one who had said Eitz is correct, Asher Nosan Reich Toiv Ba'atzei Psalmim, that Hashem has given a good smell into the Atzei Psalmim and not the Esev Ha'aretz. Continues the Gemara. Geneva Omer Geneva said, Shemen Lezuama, if someone uses oil to remove an unpleasant odor, Einetzarch Levarech, since he's not using it for the positive fragrance, but rather to remove the unpleasant odor, he does not have to make a bracha. Omer Rabbi Yudin said, Rabbi Yudin, Vafilu Kovalu Tarchiyada, even if he pooled this shemen into his hand, that is not enough to have him make a bracha, because, again, the main purpose is to remove the unpleasant odor. Rav Chelboy said in the name of Rav Huna, B'shem Rav Hamarabitz Alintus Petoich Beis, so Einet Tzorch Levorach. What is Alintus? So Alintus tells us the Charedim is Yayin Yoshin, old wine, Umayim Tzlulin, and pure water, Vafarsimin, and balsam oil. So why is he spreading this out? As a deodorizer. They used to use water to keep the dust down on the floor. So he's using Alintus, A, to keep the dust down, and also serve as a deodorizer. But since, again, it's not a positive fragrance, but rather it's to remove bad smells, a deodorizer, Memelet Allah, his Ainet Sarch Lavar, Amrav Chizdal Kul, and on all incense, who Oymer, Shanos, and Reich, Toiv Ba'atzi Psomim. That's the bracha for all incense, bar minahin muskin, except for musk, the yemar, which doesn't come from trees, as we'll soon see. He should say instead, asher nosen reich tov b'minei psamim, or as the Bavli has it, boirei minei psamim, different kinds of spices. What is the musk made from? So Rashi in the Bavli Bracha says it's from the excrement of animals. The Rosh Cirillo and the Chredim, let's see the Rosh Cirillo here in the left-hand column in the bottom. Divya Maskel Bar Menahin Muskin, the third line. Hu Muski V'amrei Ha'olam, people say in the world, Shezeis Chaya, it is the perspiration of an animal, Shenemtzas Be'iei Hoidu, who, that it comes from islands off India, Ubekayet, and in the summer, Nasin Ba'oira, in its skin, Kimin of Abuois, like pimples, Vehein Nasin Musku, they become musk, Hilkach Mavorach Barmin Psom. That's why he doesn't make Atzi Psom, doesn't come from trees, he makes the Bracha Kolalis of Mine Psom, different kinds of Psom, which includes the musk as well.